May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 620. Sin has a thousand pleasing charms, which flatter to preserve from harms. She richly gilds her pleasing baits, and calls her trash delicious sweets. Hymn 620.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God, the prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 15. Reading together from the Word of God, from the prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 15. Then said the Lord unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. And it shall come to pass, if they say unto thee, whither shall we go forth? Then thou shalt tell them, thus saith the Lord, such as are for death, to death, and such as are for the sword, to the sword, such as are for the famine, to the famine, and such as are for the captivity, to the captivity. And I will appoint over them four kinds, saith the Lord, the sword to slay, and the dogs to tear, and the fowls of heaven, and the beasts of the earth, to devour and destroy. And I will cause them to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth, because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for that which he did in Jerusalem. For who shall have pity upon thee, O Jerusalem? Or who shall bemoan thee? Or who shall go aside to ask how thou doest? Thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord. Thou art gone backward. Therefore will I stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. And I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they return not from their ways. Their widows are increased to me above the sand of the seas. I have brought upon them against the mother of the young men a spoiler at noonday. I have caused him to fall upon it suddenly, and terrors upon the city. She that hath borne seven languisheth. She hath given up the ghost. Her son is gone down while it was yet day. She hath been ashamed and confounded, and the residue of them will I deliver to the sword before their enemies, saith the Lord. Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me. The Lord said, verily it shall be well with thy remnant. Verily I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil and in the time of affliction. Shall iron break the northern iron and the steel? Thy substance and thy treasures will I give to the spoil without price, and that for all thy sins, even in all thy borders. And I will make thee to pass with thine enemies into a land which thou knowest not, for a fire is kindled in mine anger, which shall burn upon you. O Lord, thou knowest. Remember me and visit me, and revenge me not of my persecutors, and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of thy hand, for thou hast filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual, and my wound incurable, which refuseth to be healed? Wilt thou be altogether unto me as a liar, and as waters that fail? Therefore thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. And I will make thee unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. May the Lord bless that solemn word of truth to us, and help us to seek him at the throne of grace. O Lord, we come before thee and bow our unworthy heads unto thee, who seest all things, knowest all things, everything about us, nothing hidden. O Lord, we do pray. Prepare our hearts to approach unto thee. Remove anything that is not thine own, Lord. And bring us before thee, Lord, in that singleness of heart and mind, that we may each seek to worship thee at thy feet, and that thou wouldest be pleased to look down upon us in all our need as poor sinners. For, O Lord, we are so dependent upon thee to come and draw us by the cords of thy love, the power of thy Spirit, that we may worship thee in spirit and in truth. And it is then, Lord, that our poor hearts shall indeed know a time of refreshing and a time of renewing, as thou art pleased to appear for us. O Lord, we do thank thee for bringing us to another Lord's Day. O Lord, we do pray that it may prove to each one of us to be a day of rest and a day of peace in our souls. That peace that passeth, a peace of God which passeth all understanding. That peace that shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And we pray that that peace may come forth to each one of us through the gospel. And where thou, Lord Jesus, didst preach peace to the souls of many here below, as thou didst come forth, and in the years of thy ministry, that thou didst indeed draw near to sinners, and the mercy, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them, and those sinners were blessed with peace, peace and pardon through the precious blood of the Lamb of God. And Lord, we pray that each and every poor soul here may know something of that peace in and through the precious blood of Jesus, the peace-speaking blood of the Lamb of God, to know its healing and cleansing virtue and power, to know its all-sufficiency, able to cleanse, to heal, to restore, to bring back, able, Lord, to bring the poor soul into peace in conscience, all guilt removed. Such is the wonderful truth and blessing of thy gospel. And we do pray, Lord, this time, that the wonders of this grace to sinners may appear unto each one of us, and that we may be able, in our small but imperfect way, to praise and to bless thee, as thou art deserving of all praise and blessing. And we do pray, Lord, that each one of us that attend here upon the worship of thy name shall indeed be brought indeed to partake of thy gospel grace. O Lord, we do pray, leave none empty, sent away from the means of grace, but fill each poor, needy soul with thy goodness. For only thou satisfiest the longing soul, fillest the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, what a mercy, Lord, it should be, if each poor soul were hungering souls, it would be through the power and unction of the Spirit. But only thou, Lord, canst fill up that hungering soul. We do pray, Lord, that each one may be blessed with Ruth's portion, a portion indeed that shall do us good, a portion that shall bring us near to Christ, a portion indeed that shall refresh and renew our poor souls, bring us near to Jesus, and to see again and again that he alone is our all and in all. And we do pray, Lord, that if there be any that is found before thee at this time, Lord, with an indifference upon their spirit, with unconcerned about their never dying immortal souls, then, O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt come in thy power, that thou wilt be pleased through that almighty grace of thine to change the heart, renew the will, turn the feet to Zion's hill. Show to each indeed their need as sinners, and be pleased, Lord, if thou wouldest even this day to begin that work of grace in the soul. And, O Lord, we do pray that each soul here may indeed know what it is to seek thee in that deep need of thee and of a Saviour and of a Redeemer. For, O Lord, it is in the gospel alone where thou didst come to seek and to save sinners. And the gospel indeed holds good news of salvation, good news for sinners, a joyful sound, and that joyful sound is to all those brought as true penitents, suing for mercy. And oh, we do believe that there are those truly in the scriptures that heard and received that joyful sound. The woman of Samaria, Zacchaeus, and so forth, Lord, heard the joyful sound, and they were blessed, and the pardon and forgiveness of all their sins. And so, Lord, we pray, oh, that each before thee at this time, even the eldest to the youngest, yea, the youngest, the babe in arms, we would not forget them, but pray that, Lord, their visitation in the means of grace, that thou, Lord, hast a purpose of salvation to them. And this we pray and hope for, Lord, that each one here shall not be left destitute, shall not be left unmoved, unconcerned in respect of their need of their never-dying immortal soul. Oh, we're all on the verge of eternity, Lord. Whether we're aged or whether we're young or babe in arms, we're all on the verge of eternity. We do not know what a day may bring forth. We do not know what a tomorrow will bring, if we are favoured to come to another day. Oh, Lord, we do pray that thou wilt be pleased to arrest all souls, and that we may be made conscious, Lord, to live day by day upon thee, to serve thee in our day and generation, and to honour thee in thy word and in thy truth, to take up our cross also and to follow thee, whatsoever path thou hast ordained for us here below. Help us to go forth through that path, Lord, as thou didst go through such an afflictive time and season, meeting with much opposition, much scorn and mockery here below. And yet thou didst come to perform the holy sovereign will of thy heavenly Father and for thy people. And thou truly didst pass through that path. And Lord, it was truly that path that thou didst indeed drink of that cup that thy heavenly Father gave thee to drink. And not only in the afflictions and the troubles and the trials that thou didst pass through here below, when thou wast looked upon as a man of naught, and yet going forth to the cross at Calvary, but there was a joy that was upon thy spirit, Lord, and it was the names of the church written upon thy breast, and that was thy joy, Lord, the children whom thy heavenly Father had given unto thee to save and to redeem. And, O Lord, we do pray that we may be able to take up our cross and to follow thee, and that, Lord, whatsoever be found in our path, help us to continue and help us to endure in faith, love and patience to thy name and to thy sovereign will. And help us to know, Lord, that in that path of troubles and trials and difficulties, thou wilt own thy people, thou wilt own them to be thine, thou wilt keep them and preserve them and watch over them for good. But thou, Lord, art that one indeed who hath spoken so blessedly and gloriously that thy sheep are in thy hands and none shall pluck them out of thy hands. Do help then each one of us to continue and to live each day unto thee. Teach us to number our days and pray that thou wilt grant us wisdom, grace to continue to live each day unto thee, to serve thee as our God, our Saviour, and our friend. And look down upon each one of us here, Lord, in all our path, in all our concerns, and in all our needs. O Lord, help us each to continue. And though we may have troubles and trials and difficulties outward, and yet there will be one trouble, Lord, and that will be our greatest trouble, even of sin. And, O Lord, thou knowest how that we mourn and sorrow with a godly sorrow over our sins and iniquities, the body of death, the good that we would, that we do not, the evil that we would not, and that we do. And the solemn truth, Lord, of the wayward heart, besetting sins, and carnality entering so much into our lives, Lord. And thou knowest how that we bow down humbly and seek that true repentance for all our sins and iniquities. But we do thank thee, Lord, that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, whoever liveth to make intercession for us, and who draweth alongside, and who was a propitiation for our sins. And that, Lord, is our only plea, as we plead that all-precious blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, that did take away the sin of the world. And, O Lord, we thank thee that we have known the truth and the blessing of that redeeming blood of thine, cleansing and healing. O Lord, we do pray, keep and preserve us from self and sin. And Lord, be that one to dwell in our hearts by faith and by thy Spirit. And Lord, help us, Lord, to seek more of thy likeness, to resemble thee, Lord, and to know that humble, contrite spirit that thou wilt look down upon the work of thine own hands, if it would please thee. And help us each, Lord, that we may continue and press toward the mark for the prize. O Lord, we do pray that even though we're young, perhaps some of us here, tender in years, and yet praying still, pressing toward the mark for the uncertainty of life, and the solemn truth indeed of the of those things that lie before us, sickness, disease, and so forth, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to preserve us and bring us through our course. But, Lord, when sickness and disease come upon us, well, we do pray, Lord, that we may resort to thee, and that we may see, Lord, how weak we are indeed and in and of ourselves. And even the common cold or the flu can bring us to nothing in a moment of time. O Lord, we do pray, preserve and keep us to thyself, rule and reign in our hearts and lives. And O Lord, help us and prepare us to be ready for thyself. Ready, Lord, because we do not know when thou wilt remove us from this earthly scene. And we do not know, Lord, when thou wilt appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So help us to be ready, Lord. Help us to wait upon thee. Help us to be completely looking up to thee for all needed help and grace. And be that one, Lord, to undertake our whole cause and interest here below. Watch over this thy people here that gather together week by week in thy name. Preside over all their affairs and all their concerns. And be pleased, Lord, to go before them in the way. Order all their footsteps. And do pray, Lord, be with the deacons of this church, and to undertake and have the welfare of the church at heart. Be with them, Lord, and help them into the continuity of the services and the worship of thy name. And do, Lord, be that one in the midst of them, to bless them with thy presence, Lord. May it be known and felt through thy word. And may it be known and felt, Lord, through the praises and the prayers of thy people. Lord, do come now to the help of thy servant and help him to speak thy word. Teach him what to say, Lord, and lead him into thy truth by thy Spirit. And open the hearts of each of thy people here and those that attend, and that thou wouldest be pleased to take thy word and prosper it. We pray thee, to their spiritual good and to thy glory. We ask these things with the pardon and the forgiveness of all our sins, and for Jesus' sake and him alone. Amen.
Hymn number 853. Zeal extinguished to a spark, life is very, very low. All my evidence is dark, and good works I've none to show. Prayer too seems a load, ordinances tease or tire. I can feel no love to God, hardly have a good desire. Hymn 853.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to the prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 15, and reading together from verse 16. Prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 15, reading together from verse 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord, God of hosts. Jeremiah was a prophet of the Lord, who did bear the burden of the word of the Lord. And in that sense of the word, it was a burden of the word of the Lord. It was the word that the Holy Spirit gave unto Jeremiah to preach and to proclaim. And it seemed that the words of Jeremiah appeared to fall upon deaf ears, hardened heart and rebellious hearts, that it was a prophet that was rejected. And the solemn truth of being the prophet rejected and the word of the Lord in him rejected, in and through him rejected. It means really and truly that they had rejected the word of the Lord. It wasn't necessarily Jeremiah that they had rejected. Jeremiah was the instrument in the Lord's hand. But it was the word. It was the Lord's word through him. And they rejected the Lord. And I find that to be a very solemn truth, dear friends. It would have been a great mercy if they would have fallen under the rebukes and chastening of the word of the Lord, his dealings with his people, and that they would have gone forth into that captivity, which they did indeed. But so many turned their back upon him, upon the Lord, and it was for their sins and iniquities, their idolatry, the evil of their hearts and ways towards him. They had backslidden from him. And so the word that Jeremiah spake was a faithful word. And you know, the ministers of the Lord, they do preach those things that are very solemn, the judgments of the Lord. And also they preach the glorious and blessed truth of a full and free salvation in Jesus and his gospel. It is a mercy, dear friends, if the Lord will open our ears to hear his word. And the Spirit, with convincing power, may touch our hearts with it and show to us our need of Jesus. May the word of the Lord never be hidden from any one of us. Jesus prayed, thanked his heavenly Father. He rejoiced. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. For so, Father, it seemed good in thy sight. May the word of the Lord never be hidden from us, but to hear it and to receive it, even in the judgment of it. And if it will be a word to rebuke and a word indeed to chasten and correct, may the Lord help us to hear it and to receive it. Jeremiah was a faithful minister of the gospel. And he received the words. Thy words were found and I did eat them. The judgments that he proclaimed upon the children of Israel and those of Judah and Jerusalem, they were those words. He received them. And though they were in judgment and condemnation of the Jews, he received them because it was a faithful word. And he had to preach that word. He received them and he had to acknowledge the just justice of God against sin, against all evil. That is what we have to do. That knowledge, his holiness, his sovereignty, his judgment upon us. Thy words were found, yes, those judgments that he spoke of that should come upon the Jews at large. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. Just a word that comes into my mind. All those many years that Noah was building the ark, 100 years or approximate, 100 years, he preached righteousness. And they just scorned him and mocked him till the deluge came and swallowed them up. But he was a preacher of righteousness. And their ears were deafened, hard of hearing. There is nothing more solemn, dear friends, than that. To have a heart hardened against the word of the Lord. Thy words were found and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. Well, there were those words that Jeremiah did preach, did proclaim. And they were truly to the joy and the rejoicing of his heart. Yes, though very few heard and received his word, he was a weeping prophet. And yet he did speak some very precious and glorious truths regarding the Lord Jesus Christ. Just want to speak one or two thoughts in respect of the words and pray that they may be applied to us, that we might hear and receive them. Thy words were found and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord. Jeremiah speaking, chapter 31, verse 31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. I do believe without any doubt whatsoever his poor heart did rejoice over those words, because they were those words, dear friends, that showed to him the blessedness and the glory of him that should come, and him that should bring peace, comfort, and joy to the souls of sinners. And that law would be written in their hearts through the Holy Spirit. It would be a word in season to them, a precious word. And because it is a word that belongs to the gospel, we can quote it again, can we not? In Hebrews chapter 10. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. What a blessed and a glorious truth this is, dear friends, that our sins and iniquities, never to be remembered anymore. And I do believe that this is a truth that Jeremiah would be comforted with. Yes, because there's no doubt, dear friends, he is of like passions as we are. He was a minister of the gospel. I am a minister of the gospel, but dear friends, the solemn truth of sin. How often it is that brings and lays the sinner low, humbles, breaks up, bring to nothing sin. But Jesus came, and I just quote a word in respect of the Lord Jesus, in that same chapter 10 of Hebrews. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Oh, dear friends, is this a word? Is this word found in our poor hearts, this dear man? Ah, this Lamb of God that went forth as a lamb to the slaughter, a sheep before a shearer is dumb. Every one whom his heavenly Father gave to him. Yes. The purpose of the cross of Christ was to put away sin forever. And I will remember their iniquities no more. This is the joyful sound, isn't it? This is the gospel. Thy words were found, dear friends. Is this word found? Is it a word to pray over? Is it a word that will bring thy soul to thy knees before the Lord? Is it sin? Sin, dear friends, is that very solemn word, short word. But how many is it sent to an eternal damnation of never-ending burning? Oh, dear friends, this has to be preached. Small word. But the consequences, oh, how solemn. The Lord Jesus came. And he came to deal with sin. And see, in his sufferings and his death at Calvary, see how he suffered, bore the sins and the iniquities of his church, in those awful sufferings, the body, the life that he laid down, the wounds and the bruises, the nails, the sword, the crown of thorns, the precious blood, sin dealt with, put away forever by this man, this real man, body and soul together, this real man who came in the likeness of the brethren, except sin, to put away sin. And he knew what pain was. Pain. The pain that we should have endured and suffered. He endured it. Imputing all our sins upon himself. But perhaps, dear friends, it may be a word for some poor soul. Thy words were found and I did eat them. What does it mean by I did eat them? Faith, dear friends, faith. And I did eat them. That was the blessed and glorious truth that came to the Ethiopian eunuch. Thy words were found. See how he took the scriptures. It began with the scriptures. Thy words were found. Do we take the word, dear friends? Thy word. This is where the Lord shows to us and reveals to us that way of salvation and redemption through his blood. The gift of his heavenly Father to sinners. A pure and perfect gift, unspeakable gift. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever... have we got an interest in this word, dear friends? Thy words were found. And I did eat them, faith. Is thy heart open, dear friends? As the Ethiopian was begun to seek, began to inquire. Yes, the Lord began. And dear friends, what a blessed truth to take up his word. If the Lord begins with us, this is where the Lord speaks to us. And this is where he is revealed to us as that only Saviour and Redeemer of sinners. I know that when the Spirit of the Lord first afflicted and burdened my soul in respect of my sins, all I wanted was the Word. I wanted the Word because I wanted the remedy for sin. And it's in the Word, in the Gospel. Thy words were found and I did eat them. And the Lord drew near to the Ethiopian eunuch, sent his minister. And he opened up and enlarged upon the blessed truth of salvation. The 53rd of Isaiah, where God sent his dearly beloved Son into this world to fulfill all the covenant of grace, all covenant engagements, and Philip preached unto him Jesus. That was the gospel, wasn't it? Blessed gospel. And the Lord opened his heart to hear and to receive it, and he received it with faith. Thy words were found and I did eat them. And then, dear friends, what else followed? Why, a profession of his faith. Faith had heard and faith had received. Faith had blessed him with the pardon and forgiveness of all his sins. What hindereth me to be baptized? If thou believest with all thine heart, This was his faith. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And thy Son of God, the eternal Son of God that came in our nature and performed the 53rd of Isaiah for sinners. And that mercy came to me, says the Ethiopian eunuch. And he passed through the waters of baptism and went on his way rejoicing. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Glorious gospel, dear friends. Glorious gospel. And then there was just another word, and I didn't want to pass by this word, dear friends. Sometimes we may be a little forgetful of it. But he spoke another word in Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 5 and 6. Behold, the days come. You know, these days are gospel days, dear friends. And Jeremiah, this word that the Lord gave to him, oh, how it would be a word very seasonable to his soul. You know, the Old Testament saints, whether they were the prophets or whether they were the people of God, they always looking for the word of the Lord. And that particularly that was spoken of him that should come, the Messiah, the sent one, oh, they waited for him. Dear friends, it was in their faith, the promise. And their faith was in the promise of God. And how strong that faith was. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch. And the king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord, our righteousness. Dear friends, what a blessed and glorious truth it is, the Lord, our righteousness. What Jesus came, and through his perfect obedience to the will of his heavenly Father, it was in the whole manner of his life, performed the perfect will of his heavenly Father, perfectly obedient to every word that his heavenly Father gave him to speak. But dear friends, at Calvary, the obedience of the cross, sufferings, what he endured and passed through, and the perfect and pure and holy sacrifice that he offered in respect of himself and his own body upon the tree. It was that that his heavenly Father beheld and looked upon, and he was satisfied. He saw of the travail of his soul, was satisfied. Jesus brought blessed and glorious righteousness for the church in all that Jesus came to do, his perfect sufferings and death. And dear friends, that robe of righteousness adorns the souls of his dear people. As our sins are imputed upon him, so, dear friends, the righteousness of Christ is imputed upon the church. Glorious truth, dear friends. This is the truth here. And we do need this glorious righteousness of Jesus to adorn our naked souls, so that there is no spot or wrinkle or any such thing upon us, no spot or wrinkle or any such thing upon Jesus, you see. It was the Lamb, when the Lamb of God was taken, the Passover Lamb, it had to be without spot and blemish. It typified the pure and holy human nature of the Lord Jesus. A perfect nature, without sin, you see. But in our nature, and what a mercy it is, the church will be like him, and then God the Father, oh, how he will look upon his children through Jesus. He beholds them in his righteousness. Thy words were found and I did eat them. Thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Well, dear friends, just felt that I had to begin here, because here is the full and free gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it came to sinners. But let us just have a look at one or two thoughts in respect of this word, just as I do believe that Jesus did come. And he came indeed to save sinners. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And this is one of the most important truths to be preached today, that the Lord would be pleased to begin with us, the publicans and the harlots, dear friends. They were those that came to the Lord Jesus. They'd heard his word. Through his word they were convinced and convicted of their sins and iniquities. And the scribes and the Pharisees could not understand it, how it is that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners. Isn't this the truth, dear friends? These were those whom his heavenly Father gave to him. Yes, whom his heavenly Father loved. What, the publicans and the sinners? Yes. And he loved them with an everlasting love. And that love should never depart from them. And the blessed and glorious truth of this is that all their sins and all their iniquities and their wicked lives, dear friends, would never alter that love, would change that love, never. Because they were all given to Christ before time began. And Jesus came in the fullness of time. And here they are. They've come to Jesus. The scribes and the Pharisees behold them. How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician. Dear friends, has anyone come here today? Are they whole? That you have no need of this physician? May the Lord, the Holy Spirit, be the teacher and reveal a precious Christ. As these publicans and these harlots drew near to him, they had a need, dear friends. The Holy Spirit convinced and convicted of their sins and iniquities. And they had nowhere else to turn, dear friends. Jesus said, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. And it is a mercy to become sick. Sick of self, sick of sin. But coming to the physician. This one that is able to heal. And Jesus saith, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Is that a word, dear friends, that thy poor soul can receive? He came, dear friends, to give repentance to sinners. And what a mercy it is if these words were found, then by faith to eat them, digest them, think over them. That's what it means, by faith, eat them, digest them, contemplate them, let them be in thy thoughts and meditations, because it is precious, dear friends, that Jesus came to seek and to save sinners. And so we have the truth and the blessing Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. There are some further truths, dear friends, because we have the word. We have the word, the written and the incarnate word. And there are so many precious truths that are so suited to the case and to the need of the Lord's dear people. And Jesus came and spake many precious truths. He came, dear friends, here below. And the very words that he spake are those words which have been so a savour of life to the Lord's dear people, to help them, to support them, and to strengthen them in their faith, and help them to continue in their way and path here below. And thy words were found, and I did eat them. You know, I thought of the precious word that the Lord gave to Joshua. It was just like you and I, dear friends. It was no different, but the Lord gave him that work to do in respect of going forth and taking the children of Israel into the land of Canaan. And it was no small matter, dear friends. No, it was no small matter. The Lord bid him that he should be strong and of good courage. He said, "Have not I commanded thee?" Oh, the Lord spoke to him, "Have not I commanded me?" Oh, that word, dear friends, when the Lord speaks a word to his people, "Have not I commanded thee?" My word. Oh, to hear his word, dear friends, in faith, dear friends, and to receive that word, a word that we can rest upon, a word that we can rely upon, a word that we can put all our confidence and our trust in. "Have not I commanded thee?" Ah, thy words were found. Joshua found those words, dear friends. Well, what is thy case and thy need? You see, Joshua needed strengthening in his soul, dear friends, to go forth to that work and to take the children of Israel into warfare and conflict. And what a suitable word it was. We're in a warfare and a conflict here below, dear friends. We have enemies about us. How shall we come through, dear friends? We pass through paths of trials and difficulties here below, dear friends. It's an uncertain path, but have not I commanded thee? This is my word to thee. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Oh, he may have been a little fearful and afraid, but oh, what a word. Have not I commanded thee? You see, we can lift up our heads a little bit, can't we? Yes, this is the mercy, isn't it? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Ah, the Lord never let him down, did he? He was with him, and the Lord is with all of his people. And this is, have not I commanded thee? And dear friends, have we got this blessing of this strong and of a good courage? It's through his word, isn't it? The word of the Lord that strengthens the Lord's dear people. Oh, he knows how to speak a word in season to our souls. He knows, dear friends, how to be able to set us forth for the conflict and for the warfare. My word, have not I commanded thee? And then thy words were found, and I did eat them. And Joshua did eat them, didn't he? And it was to the joy and the rejoicing of his heart. It removed his fearfulness and his doubts, dear friends. The word of the Lord. What is the word of the Lord? What is this, the word that is able to give us strength and good courage? It is this: be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. And what more could a poor soul want, dear friends, than to have God with him and near at hand, and a God presiding over all our affairs and all our needs, and God that will make a way through this vast wilderness for us. Our God, dear friends, and he is our God. And this would be a strength to his soul. Thy words were found and I did eat them. Thy words were unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. And it is true, isn't it? Through the that word that just comes into mind, through the rivers and the waters and so forth. But what is the word that comes before that? It's this truth. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Ah, dear friend, he has redeemed thy soul unto him. Thou hast been taken into divine ownership. And dear friends, thou art that one that belongs to him. And what is the blessing following that? I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. What a wonderful word this is. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. It may be, dear friends, troubles, trials, difficulties. I know what they are, dear friends. Present things, troubles, trials. But the Lord is able to come to his people. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. No, dear friends, the troubles and the trials will not burden us and bring us so low, dear friends, that we cannot bear them. The Lord knows how to support and strengthen his dear people. But he will bring his people through. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Dear friends, that was a truth, wasn't it, with the Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. The flames did not kindle upon them. Not a hair of their head was singed, dear friends. Thy words were found and I did eat them. Thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Whatever our troubles and trials are, dear friends, the Lord will be faithful. He will never let his people down. No. No. Why art thou disquieted within me? You see, O my soul, hope thou in God. And there is a hope in our God, isn't there? He will be that one, dear friends, to appear for his people. He will show his gracious hand. He will support them and strengthen them. Thy words were found and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of mine heart. In considering these words, what is the blessing and the truth that belongs to the Lord's dear people? A precious word that the Lord Jesus spake. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Oh, he is so near to everyone. He is that one that has espoused them to himself. And he loves them. And he loves them dearly. And he laid down his life for them. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. He knows everything about us. He is so intimately acquainted with us. He sees and beholds all our doubts and fears, our troubles and trials. And he is that one indeed through the word. Here, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not come into dismay, despair, discouragements, you see. thou art mine. What a word this is. What a belonging the church has to their Lord, to their Saviour. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. That he knows all about thee. He sees thy poor heart, the tremblings, the sorrows, the troubles, the trials. And because the very hairs of your head are all numbered, he is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Ah, dear friends, thy words were found and I did eat them. Thy words were unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. I think also in the words and in the truth of the gospel that is preached and proclaimed, how that the Lord in his word, I just thought of it, it's not far away from here, but his word shall prosper whereto he shall send it. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Dear friends, do not let this word, the gospel, the word, the incarnate, the written word, do not let it, friends, be that that shall be void in thy poor soul. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. And dear friends, what a great blessing and a great mercy it is that it may prosper whereto the Lord will send it. Oh, let us know that simple resignation to the will, to the word of the Lord, to hear it and to receive it. And you know, it's his word, dear friends. See what it was to Mary. It was more than her necessary food, wasn't it, as it was to Job. She came to the feet of Jesus. One thing needful, Jesus said, in respect of her, and it would not be denied her. And I do believe that the Lord Jesus spake to her poor soul. And I do believe these truths here of our text were found to be a truth on that occasion. Thy words were found and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Oh, she wanted the word, she wanted the Lord. She wanted to be near him. She wanted to hear the words of truth and grace. She wanted her soul to be comforted. And she wanted to receive a blessing and token. Well, every word that Jesus speaks is, in effect, a real blessing and a token, isn't it? A word in season. As Peter saith, thou hast the words of eternal life. But then there was another word which I just thought of. And I just thought of that word this morning, of the prayer of the Lord Jesus unto his heavenly Father in the 17th of John. It was his word. And dear friends, it was a word for the church, wasn't it? A word which totally enclosed the Lord's dear people. It belonged to them. A prayer, his word. And it's a precious word, isn't it? All those things that Jesus spoke in that 17th of John, so precious to the Lord's dear people. And it shows how Jesus is so near to his people. How he's so deeply concerned and affected towards them, an affection towards them. He is. and the blessing and the truth. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. As he brought us out of the world, it was by his word, wasn't it? I have manifested thy word out of the world. He came down here, dear friends, to deliver us out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. What a wonderful truth that thine they were. They were, you see, the children of God before time began. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, gave them me in covenant. And Jesus came and gathered them through the gospel. And they have kept thy word. What a mercy it is to keep the word. May we be delivered from the false prophets and the false teachers, dear friends, that we have today, but to keep the word of the Lord. And then he prayed another wonderful truth. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. What a wonderful word that is. He knows we cannot keep ourselves. We fret, dear friends, troubles and trials come upon us. Our poor hearts are gathered away to all manner of thing, you know. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. Preserve them so that they shall never be left to perish, so that they shall never be left to themselves, so that they shall never be left to follow the course of their own hearts by nature. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. Can you keep yourself, dear friends? I know I cannot. Only the Lord can. The influence of his Spirit and his grace upon us and his fear in our hearts, that is the blessing, isn't it? What a mercy it is to have his fear in our hearts. Thy words were found and I did eat them. See this prayer, dear friends. Read it and pray that this truth may be the blessing. Thy words were found and I did eat them by faith to belong to thee, to thy soul. Jesus speaks the word. And then another blessed and a glorious truth which is shown to us in the gospel. But it was a truth revealed also unto Jeremiah. Just read that word in, if I can remember just where it is, but it is a good word. Jeremiah 29, I believe it is. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You know, the dying thief, he heard and received a word from the Lord. And the words, thy words were found and I did eat them, and they must have been truly to the joy and the rejoicing of his heart. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. What a wonderful word that was, dear friends. That poor man that lived a life of sin, and in the last moments of his life, such a glorious truth. I know that the Spirit revealed to him his need as a sinner. But dear friends, he applied to Jesus for mercy, and that mercy came. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace. You know, Simeon wasn't ready to depart, dear friends, until he had seen the Lord Christ until he had borne him up in his hand. He wasn't ready to depart. No. But what are we able to say? Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Let us now, thy servant, depart in peace. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Oh, there was nothing to hold him, dear friends. No. He looked at his prospect. He looked at the mercy that he'd found. And dear friends, the joy of his heart, what would this be? To be ever present with his Lord, you see. That was more than anything else. It isn't, dear friends, that he was going to forget and neglect everything else, dear friends, but this was his prospect. And it should be our prospect. As I say, we do not know what a day may bring forth. But have we got this glorious truth, this expected end here? And the end is glorious for the Lord's dear people forever to be with him and to behold him, the Lamb of God, in the midst of the throne. Thy words were found and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. Well, dear friends, just a few thoughts here. Our time seems to have gone. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. The margin word of that reads, name is called upon me. What a mercy it is, dear friends, that the name of Jesus is upon every one of his dear people. He was called to the ministry, yes. As many of the Lord's people are called to the ministry, but it refers to the whole church. This is the truth and the blessing. Thy name is called upon me. And isn't that the blessing? That we are the redeemed of the Lord. He has owned us and he has blessed us. He has brought us to himself, espoused us to him. That my beloved is mine and I am his. This is the owning. This is the blessing. Name is called upon me. And do we own this all-precious name of Jesus? Is he precious to thy soul? Is he precious to my soul? Is there any other name, dear friends, that is more blessed unto thee than the name of Jesus, Saviour and Redeemer? Is there any other person more blessed unto thee, dear friends? No, there isn't. No, he is thy Saviour. The church are married unto him. And a glorious bridegroom we have. This is our mercy. Thy name is called upon me. Well, dear friends, may we be able to contemplate these words. Thy words were found and I did eat them. Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Take heed, dear friends, to everything that is preached and proclaimed and spoken of in the scriptures. Take the scriptures. See, dear friends, the blessings that are contained in them. And for all poor seeking souls, and let thy soul be thy most urgent pressing case before the Lord. There is nothing more important to thee than thy never dying immortal soul. You see, it must live forever. What a mercy with Jesus. Well, here are the blessings. Thy words were found and I did eat them. Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £720, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pocock will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Stephen Hyde next Lord's Day, and he will, God willing, take the Sunday school prize giving in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 802, commencing to sing at verse 21. Here's my claim, and here alone, none a saviour more can need. Deeds of righteousness I've none, no, not one good work to plead, not a glimpse of hope for me, only in Gethsemane. Hymn 802, commencing verse 21.
Grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.